Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening.
You are TNT.
Talk to the twins. Yes. Woo.
Today is a day to be glad and to be thankful.
Yes,
we are live.
Yes, and this is Angel Wing. Stop laughing.
I want to see what butterfly is.
This is love.
You like it, girl.
No, I'm
just kidding. I loved it, honey. I didn't like it. I loved it.
Yes. Well, we are your inspirational show.
Yes. We want you to reignite your passion.
Yes.
Whatever inside you that you're destined for, that you are great in, we want to reignite that in you.
Yes.
And encourage you today to get up and get busy.
Yes.
This is not your average show. We're not hoity-toity.
Right,
we
right.
are real. And we love to inspire you. Ooh, it's a limousine. Let me go. And we like to inspire and give you the good news.
Yes, amen.
Yes, we want you to be ignited in everything that you do and be positive in all that you do and anything you do. Give it 110%.
Yes.
No matter what it looks like. No matter what it looks like.
And you know what? We have to live by that ourselves. We're not just,
yes.
you know, saying it to you. It is for us as well. So
yes,
it matters to us. So, you know, it's like a ministry and an inspirational vibe going on Talk to the Twins show.
Always.
And you know what? We're so excited. We are elated because today we have a awesome guest that will be on our show.
Yes, yes.
So positive.
Yes.
You know, we like positive people. We positive vibes. So if you want to come on our show and you want to inspire, guess what? You're welcome. We'll roll out the red carpet for you.
Oh, I love it.
But our guest today is Poetic Swan. And he's so inspirational. I had an opportunity to meet him a couple weeks ago,
yes.
Butterfly, and speak with him and what's positive. If you don't know who they are, you need to check them out on Facebook, on Instagram, Poetic Swan.
Yes.
And let me tell you, his lyrics are hot. I tell you, they give you inspiration. And it's real stuff. It's not just something he's making up. It's things that he's been through. It's things that he's learned over the course of time, struggles, and you know, different things. And it's just so positive. I love it. You know, we jam to it when we can.
Oh, yes.
He's doing so much. He's been on so many different to share his gifts.
And we're thankful tonight that he is going to be on our show sharing with our listeners. So without much further ado, we have Poetic Swan! Hello.
Positive, what's positive? Are you waiting for some radio with Poetic? And what's positive? What's up, twins?
Hello, how you doing? Oh, we love it. We love your energy. Yes.
Hey, I had to come in strong. Y'all came in strong. I'm going right with you. That's what we're going to do. Feed the night.
Yeah, keep it turned all the way up. Feed the energy. Feed the powerful.
Feed the inspiration nation. That's what we're going to do.
All right, I like that. Well, we're so glad to have you on our show this evening. We have heard so much great things about you.
Yes,
and we want you to tell our listeners what inspired you and how did you come up with the name Poetic Swan?
Okay, what inspired me? Well, actually, life inspires me. The biggest things in life that inspire me is to see how when we came up, you know, I'm a little bit older artist, But when I came up in the 90s, late 80s, it was more positive people on the planet than it was negative. So
right.
It was easy to be positive. Everybody was positive. You know, you had your Rob Bases, you had your KRS-One, you had your Poor Righteous Teachers, you had your Tribe Called Quest. Everybody was positive. X-Clan, everybody was positive. But then something happened, and the world changed. And now everybody's negative.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult to be positive. So I have no problem with doing standing out and being different from everybody else, and especially for the sake of our kids. That's why, that's really what inspires me, is the fact that we can change things back to the way that they were, starting with one kid at a time, one heart at a time, one soul at a time, to let people know that it's okay to express yourself in a positive way.
Right.
That's
I love it.
And I came up with my name because I'm a spontaneous artist. I love music. I love being in the presence of the creation of music. And I used to sit with a guitarist named Nick Poole and Kenny Davis. They used to be background for Anita Baker. And I used to go and rehearse with them. And they would just sit there and play, and they would tell me to just rap, just so they can stay with their, you know, rehearsing, and it wouldn't be so dry. For every tune they played, I had a lyric. So they just started calling me Poetic, because they was like, that's what it sounds like. You just, whatever you do is poetic. So I was like, that's cool. That's what I'm gonna keep that name forever. So I've had that name since 20 years now.
They
call me Poetic. And I love pushing the envelope. So when I'm in the studio with another artist, my thing is that we're gonna create something that's never been created before, and it's gonna be historic.
Amazing, amazing. So with Poetic Swan, that name, I love the name. I love that the fact that it sums up who you are as an artist. So let us know what type of artist you are as well.
I am an inspirational hip hop artist.
Inspirational
hip hop. Inspire the nation. And I chose that name, you know, strategically, because, you know, everybody wanted me to be a gospel rapper. Everybody wanted me to be, you know, righteous and all this other stuff, you know, stand for all these causes. But I figured I would just sum it up, because I am a Christian, you know, inside and outside of my music. But I didn't want to be just for one specific sect of people. You know, we talked about this when we got together last time. It's just, you know, I want the world to be able to appreciate somebody who is here for everybody, so we can mingle, we can kick it, we can talk, I can minister to you, we can minister together, we can fellowship. You know, all these things we can do. I don't want it to be a one-sided relationship to where you feel like I'm preaching, or you feel like I'm too holy. You know, some people act like they're too holy, and they sit up on the high seat, and nobody wants to talk to them. You know, and you can't relate with everybody. You know, that's not the type of person that Jesus was. Jesus was all hanging out in spots with the tax collectors and going to all of the little places where people hung out, and was just like, hey, I got somebody to tell you about. And they listened. That's how it went. That's how I want to be.
So in Swan, something happened.
Mike, check.
Well,
1, 2, 1, 2. Mike, check. One. Hey, I'm going to start rapping. I'll start rapping in a minute, though.
We love it. We love it. You can do that. But you were saying about you wanted to be, you didn't want to be inside the box. You wanted to be outside of the box, inspiring the world internationally, all over the world. And we love that, because that's what we have, you know, found that that's what we're called to do as well. Because it seems like you have a calling to inspire the world.
Well, thank you. I would like to think so. And it's awesome to have two new sisters that do the same thing, and we can do it together. And that's the most awesome part. That's the most awesome part about the fellowship of the ring. The fellowship of the believers. We just say believers. You know, we find each other. Somehow, some way, we find each other. And when we do, we do great things together, you know. And that's all I want to do.
The divine connection. So where are you located, and where are you from originally?
Right now I'm located in ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. And but originally, you know, I'm from a little historic town in Tuskegee, Alabama, down there where, you know, George Washington Carver, Booker T. Washington, Louis Adams, some great names that just started out are from.
Wow. Oh, yeah. So you have a lot of history. Yes. From a historic town, giving us some black history there. Yes.
A lot of history. I tell kids all the time that it's the reason why I do what I do, not just doing stuff.
Amen. Just amen. 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 Well, we should go. Can we want to play one of your songs called Seeds?
Uh-oh. Okay. Seeds?
Yeah. Is it
that's
good one?
That's fun. We haven't
heard that one yet. I hadn't heard it yet.
I love it.
I can't wait to hear it. Here we go.
Can I introduce it?
Yeah, go ahead and introduce the song.
Hey, this your boy Poetic right here on Blog Talk Radio with the twins, P&P. You about to listen to Seeds. Let's go.
Let's go.
Here we go. Yo. It's P.O.E. It's P.O.E. And your boy. And your boy.
Brown Town Production.
You know. We had to do this for the kids. To uplift them in the times when they down.
Yo. I had hard my whole sin life. They telling me to pay, but they never set a price. And being black is kind of like having fixed dice. You can roll 100 times, but you never get it right. But on the other side, they work against me. And some days it's hard not to fall to my knees. I see grown men that can barely read. And because I can read, I receive envy. It's a hard life trying to be Christ-like. But what about the ones that don't join the fight? They're telling me that my future's not bright. But yet still, they the ones smoking on the pipe. And I don't know why they want to shut me down. Probably because it wasn't good enough to move pounds. The Lord said he blesses everybody in degrees. So Lord, please, can you bless the seeds? Lord, please, bless the seeds. Give them better life and help them fight to believe. Give them foresight so these right they can see. Take them out the streets because I don't want to see them bleed. Lord, please, bless the seeds. Give them better life and help them fight to believe. Give them foresight so these right they can see. Take them out the streets because I don't want to see them bleed. The kid's 13, they like to get wet. My daughter's only 2, waking up in cold sweats. I can help her when she wakes, but not when she dreams. And 2 little things, like buy ice cream. They say little kids have been given foresight. They've been given life and only want to do right. But what about the ones that's been taught wrong? Their soul's been weakened and they need a strong song. Something to uplift them in the times when they down. Cause weed, drugs, and cigarettes drag them to the ground. And they walk around with a frown, unblessed. And no proper tools for the rules of the test. And walk around with 2 22s, no vest. I can't tell who's from who in their sex. God, could you give them the knowledge to succeed? That's the only way they're able to achieve. Lord, please, bless the seeds. Give them better life and help them fight to believe. Give them foresight so these right they can see. Take them out the streets because I don't want to see them bleed. Lord, please, bless the seeds. Give them better life and help them fight to believe. Give them foresight so these right they can see. Take them out the streets because I don't want to see them bleed. I can't believe kids get sodomized. They're innocent. Can't you see it in their eyes? Did you hear about the little baby that died in the hands of his mama? Saw trauma in his eyes. And how could a child 3 months die depressed? And people think there's nothing wrong with walking around stressed. And how did pedophiles fail the test? You knew that she was young. Look at her undeveloped chest. I promise you won't want to see POE. I guarantee it won't be like TV. Your bodyguards can't put a stop to me. You talk about the Lord, but I carry his decree. Not just for a hit, but to every degree. You need to be castrated. Yeah. Ask me, we gotta be enemies. Play it, please, cause I'm down for my younger seeds. Lord, please, bless the seeds. Give them better life and help them fight to believe. Give them foresight so these rights they can see. Take them out the streets cause I don't wanna see them bleed. Lord, please, bless the seeds. Give them better life and help them fight to believe. Give them foresight so these rights they can see. Take them out the streets cause I don't wanna see them bleed.
Yeah. I would have gave my life just to raise you right. You ain't behaving right, so I stayed to fight. To all my seeds looking up to me. If you want to achieve, you got to believe. It's P.O.E.
Woo!
J.J.
Yo! I love it. I love it. for the youth.
Please bless the seeds. 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 That's my song.
Amen.
I love it.
Yeah,
I wrote
it.
I wrote it for my daughter because, you know, that's my heart right there. So it's like I had to do it. So, you know, it was that's why I got a connection with that song. I could ride to that song for eternity.
Oh, yeah, and you don't want to see them bleed. Oh, God, yes. And it's so much has gone on in the streets where I see you keep them lifted up. That is amazing. I love it.
It bothers me. It bothers me so much because I had these programs going on when I was in, I moved back to Alabama a couple of years ago and was doing a lot of things in my local town. And every time I would come up here for the weekend and go back home, I get a phone call. Oh, man, such and such got killed. What? Yeah, man, they had this one. And I was just like, man, I just got to go harder. I didn't sleep. I wasn't doing nothing but just I had my open mic for the older kids on Tuesday nights. On Wednesday nights, we had the artist lounge. And on Thursday night and Friday night, we had parties for the kids. And I was just constantly in and out of meetings with the mayor and the city council. And we're trying to figure out what we're doing, what kind of programs we can implement for the kids. And I'm like, whatever y'all want me to do, we can do it. And the mayor's like, you can have the key to the city, whatever building you want to use, we can use it. Let's do it. Don't even ask me, just do it. And he would show up at all the events and show his love. And I was like, wow, this is great. And it's like, it was just so many other things going on that I was like, man, we got to do something for these kids.
Yes, yes. There's a better way. And then that's awesome that you would take it upon yourself to, you know, to feed in order for it to grow. And flourish.
There you go.
So what,
you just spoke biblical truth right there.
Ooh,
I'm sorry.
I was going to ask you, what made you decide to come to the ATL and leave Tuskegee?
ATL? Well, you know, ATL is like a second home for me because when we were kids, I see my father's from Georgia and my mother's from Alabama. So,
what?
You know, in and out of, yeah. So in and out of going back and forth with the standing up here with my dad or being down there with my mom or them being my mom moving up here, my mom moving back to Tuskegee or my dad just always was in Atlanta. We used to go to the Braves game when we was kids. We used to, you know, my father, he retired from the city of Atlanta. He worked for the city and for the Atlanta Journal Constitution our whole lives. And so, you know, this is like a second home for me. So, you know, I know the city very well and I have a lot of family here. So, you know, at any given time, I can come to Atlanta and just kick it, you know. So, it's, you know, that's what it is. And, you know, Atlanta is a great place. Let me get that shout out to ATL, everybody there, Archer Raymond, Chris, everybody. You know, I'm joking. But, no, ATL is a great place. It's a great place. It's a great city. It just, you know, everybody doesn't know Atlanta. And then, you know, I used to live in Cleveland, so it's like Atlanta's not like Cleveland. Atlanta, you can exist and be just fine. I can go to the West End and be okay. I can go to Decatur and be okay. I can go to Buckhead and be okay. I can go to Riverdale and be okay. In Cleveland, you can't do that. In Cleveland, you drive up the street. Right. You go up the street, you're going to have to drive back down the street at a rapid time because you're getting shot at or something. You know, it's kind of crazy.
Oh, Lord.
You know, so a lot of people would like to say that, you know, Atlanta's this city place, but it's really not. It's a country city place, you know.
Right.
It's spread out. People really don't bother you as much, you know, when you're in Atlanta, you know. You know, New York is like that. You go to New York, get off the train at the wrong stop, you may not get back on the train. You know, it's crazy. So that's why I like Atlanta. It's more laid back, you know, and you can do your thing.
Yeah, and then, you know, shout out to Alabama. Alabama's a place to be because we have a lot of doctors and general surgeons coming out of Alabama. Yeah, our mother is from Alabama. Our father's from Atlanta.
Yeah.
So we understand exactly where
you're
coming from.
Hold on.
Yeah, we're probably Kendrick.
Do I know y'all? Y'all know me? Do we know each other?
Yes. Through the spirit of the Holy Ghost, we know each other.
Exactly.
That's what I love about traveling, though. You just never know who you're going to meet. You know?
Exactly. We're world travelers ourselves. Well, we were born in Japan, but, you know, military brat. So we've seen most of the United States and some of the outer countries. So we love to travel. That's our thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep it moving, mm-hmm. keep it flowing, keep it positive, and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, do you have any upcoming events where people can see you or hear music from you? Give us that information.
Ooh, right now. I got pending things on my schedule. I don't have anything solid right now because I'm kind of like, I just got joined forces with What's Positive, What's Positive, What's Up, K-Dub.
What's Positive?
And I just joined forces with Bridge the Gap, K.O. Cakes. What's up, K.O.? Bridge the Gap.
Oh.
And been writing some songs for Bridge the Gap's cool curriculum. Look for it. It's coming. It's a big thing. Changing the way that we do school. Another thing that's wonderful. And it's just been so hard to schedule shows right now and things. But I did just drop an EP, and you can get it on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play. It's out there. Just search Poetic and put in Poetic the Beast or Poetic Poetic Paradise. I got Poetic anything. It comes up under either one of those names. And you can get all the songs that I have out there right now. I will be releasing an album soon, the Anti-Willie Lynch Letter, The Emancipation of Ex-Slaves. That is coming. But it just got pushed back because I didn't expect all of this stuff to pop off when I came back to Atlanta. I was just expecting to get a solid, you know, I was going to sneak in the back door, you know, and just be like, I'm in Atlanta, you know. Nobody's going to know. Man, why? Why did I think that? I made one phone call. I said, Kenny, what's up, man? What's going on with this What's Positive movement thing? He's like, bruh, I'm so glad you called me. You know Kenny. Patrice, I know you know what I'm talking about. I'm so glad you called me, brother. I was like, what? He said, man, I need you. I was like, I'm here. He's like, here where? I was like, I'm in Atlanta. He's like, oh, man, where you at? And that was it. It's been like, you know, because we think of like we go to the same church together. You know, we've known each other for quite a while. And it's just, you know, this is all love. And he's doing the exact same thing. He regurgitates it out of his mouth, and I'll be like, wow, I was already thinking that. You know, and it's like we just flow together. There's a lot going on with that. And then, like I said, so that's how they can find me, though. You can search me on those sites. Please support. I am a starving, struggling, independent artist that's not affiliated with a label right now. So, you know, and it's tough. People that don't know, if you want to know, it's tough.
You're not right. Preach. Yes, honey. So you have an EP, and they can get that on Google Play.
Google Play, iTunes, or Amazon. Or CD
right.
Baby.
We will be. Which one?
CD Baby.
CD Baby!
Baby.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Well, you know what? We're going to come on PNP.
Yeah.
Shout out to the twins. We have enjoyed it thoroughly, and we will be in contact because we have something coming up, and we would love to have you come out and to share your gifts with the youth. So we will be in contact, close contact with you real soon once we get everything lined up. So let's see if you can bless us and grace us with your gift.
Awesome sauce. I would love it. Look forward to it. Thank you guys for having me. Love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. The inspiration is great. I'm just loving what God is doing right now. Salute.
Us too.
Encore. And all of the great explosion trees that you need to keep going.
We receive it. We believe it.
All right. Ciao.
All right. Thank you so much. Going out with Poetic Swan. Going out with Poetic Swan. We're going out with Poetic Swan. We're going out with Poetic Swan. Uh-oh. The devil is alive.
Hold tight. Twice twins gonna bring it in. Your business.
Poetic Twan, I like that. I love the beat.
What an inspirational show this evening.
Yeah.
I hope you listened, but if you did not get a chance, make sure you click on the link and you can always hear it because we do archive our shows.
Yeah.
We thank you all for listening tonight to
DNP Talk to the Twins.
And also remember, we're on every 2 p.m. Eastern and Thursday. 6:30 p.m. Eastern. We love you. There's nothing you can do about it. And we are